This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll take a look at some of the final battles remaining to get into the 2016 WHL playoffs. We'll have more with Spokane Chiefs head coach Don Knockmauer, Tri-City Americans leading scorer Parker Bowles, and Brett Pollock of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Those three teams all looking to shore up a playoff spot late in the regular season. We'll take a look at two players named as the CHL Player and Goaltender of the Week, and three more names unveiled in the WHL's Top 50 Players of All Time countdown. First up, Spokane Chiefs are trying to keep it all on the rails despite some injury woes down the stretch, leading the rival Tri-City Americans by just a handful of points for the final wildcard spot in the West. The two will play two games remaining head-to-head. Chiefs head coach Don Knockmauer.
It's a real character builder for our team. We've been through a lot this year. We really haven't had a healthy lineup since the first day of the season. Tyson Helgeson, arguably our second, third best D in our team, started the year on the shelf and missed 6 weeks, and it's snowballed since then. But with that said, you know, it's been an opportunity for a lot of guys. Prince George, we played nine forwards, and we found a way to win a game, and I thought we were right in it right up until the last couple of minutes of the second game. And with that said, our guys believe, and we know we've got a job to do. We can't sit here and dwell on what's happened to our team. And we get through this regular season. If we make it, we'll get some guys back. And we're just looking forward to each game. But there's no easy games in this next seven.
How do you break down the final seven games for your team here? Do you have a number on what you need to get in? Are you focused on anything like that?
No, we haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about winning at all this year. We've really focused on, you know, playing the game the right way. If we get caught playing like the Kelowna Rockets or Kamloops Blazers, we're not going to win. We have a certain style we have to play, and if we play that way, we can disrupt other teams and cause some problems for them. And, you know, we usually turn out, you look at the scoreboard, we're on the right side of the ledger. But if we go out and play shinny, we really have no chance. And I think most teams are like that. It's too competitive a time of year to play that type of game.
Don, appreciate this. Good luck trying to get in, okay?
Great. Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Perhaps quietly, Tri-City Americans overage forward Parker Bowles is leading the Western Conference in scoring. He's having a big final season in the WHL while trying to get the Avs back to the playoffs.
It's really been a breakout year for him. I could say maybe if you would have stayed healthy the last couple of seasons, you could have put up these numbers. But how are you feeling about your year so far?
It's been a great year so far. And I think just being healthy has been a big help for me. So I think just trying to take advantage of all the opportunity I've been getting so far and just trying to make the most of it.
It's your 20-year-old season. What's pushing you? What's motivating you to take you to the next level here?
I love playing the game. So I think just every day just being happy coming to the rink and doing what you love. So especially right now, we know what we got to do, big push to the playoffs. So it's obviously a motivator every day. So just trying to get that done.
You know, I'm talking to you about the playoffs yet too, and you guys are on the outside looking in right now. You got a couple left with Spokane, that's for sure. That's going to be big for you guys. But what's the mindset here down the rest of the stretch? You got, as we speak, 6 games to go in the regular season.
Yeah, we know every game is really important, so we're just doing the most we can, sticking to what we do best, and just going in there and trying to get those Ws.
This season, break it down for Sparker. You guys did a little bit of a slow start, but really come on here. And you guys will be a tough opponent if you guys get in the playoffs in round one. Take me through the year and why you're in the position you think you are right now.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a rough patch early on, so I think it just took a little bit of time for us to find what we do and how to kind of work as a team here. So now that we've kind of found our game, we've been putting a lot of wins together since Christmas, and it's been a fun ride, and I don't think anybody in the room right now is ready for it to stop. So.
You're from Kelowna. You've been now 4 years down in Kennewick here with the Tri-City Americans. Sum up your time with the Tri-City organization.
Yeah, it's been obviously great. Made lots of friends, good teammates, so I have nothing bad to say. I enjoy it here. Obviously, the weather's great, which helps, so I can't say a bad word, and yeah, I love it.
Finally, there's only four players named Parker in the WHL, and three are from the Tri-City Americans. You're one of them. How does Coach Williamson keep you guys straight? What's going on?
Yeah, no, at the beginning it was a big thing where we had to decide that we weren't going to use the word Parker. It was all nickname basis, so I think it's been pretty easy. But definitely at the start, we're not using the word Parker out here. It's all nicknames, so we don't get confused.
All right, well, it's a strange one for sure. Parker, appreciate this. Parker Bowles, we should say, yes, joining us here for WHL This Week. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you so much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The Edmonton Oil Kings are closing in on clinching the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Veteran forward Brett Pollock has been in the news. He also tries to lead his team to that playoff X. He sat down with the voice of the Oil Kings, Corey Graham.
Brett, first, just your thoughts on that victory over Saskatoon. I mean, obviously, get things righted after losing a couple of games.
Yeah, it was good for us to get back on track. I know the last couple of games have been tough, and we let one get away with Mid-Hat. So for us to bounce back against Saskatoon at the early on in this week was good for us to have momentum going into this weekend.
Yeah, busy weekend, obviously, with four games in five nights, and things are tightening up. Do you guys feel a little bit of pressure right now?
Yes and no. I mean, we're just taking it one game at a time. You know, you can't look too far ahead, but you know, these are big games. We need these points, so you know, we're going to need contributions from everyone. I'm sure everyone will be up to play.
Are you a guy that's watching the standings much, or do you kind of focus on your own team? Are you looking around a little bit?
A little bit. You know, not too much. I think it's better to focus in the room and, you know, on what we have to do. And, you know, we want to control our own fate. We don't want to worry about, you know, Mid-Hat or Swift Current, Saskatoon, what those guys are doing. So we want to, you know, just focus on ourselves and what we need to do.
Tell me about your year this year. I mean, career high in points. You've been the offensive leader, kind of what you expected. But what have you, what have you made of the season for yourself?
Just to be more reliable. I know talking with Hammy at the start of the year, he wanted me to be, you know, someone he can trust in all situations and be a 200-foot player. And, you know, being put on the penalty kill, you know, I take pride in that and being, you know, a defensive forward too and being able to put up numbers.
Enjoy the penalty kill, like not just the killing the penalties, but maybe trying to get some offense going as well?
Exactly. It's always fun to, you know, get up ice and, you know, go in there least expecting it. So there's a little bit of fun in that, but otherwise than that, just keep the puck out of the net.
I know we talked after the game when your rights got dealt in the NHL. A couple of days to think about it now, or a little bit to think about it. What was it like that day?
Yeah, it was overwhelming. I mean, obviously with you know, a 6-1 loss, it was a tough morning. But, you know, I've just been looking at the positives, and I'm pretty excited about the fresh start with Calgary. So, like I said, I'm excited for to meet everyone down there and to get things going.
What's it like when you come off the ice and coach pulls you in the room to tell you?
It was weird. I mean, like I said, a little bit of mixed emotions. Obviously, yeah. A big, you know, not a very fun game, a frustrating one with the 6-1 loss. But, you know, it just happened so quick. It kind of is one of those things that you just take in.
Back-to-back with Calgary this weekend. I mean, you guys have played them pretty well. Playing Calgary is always a little bit extra, isn't there?
Yeah, they're a big rival of ours, obviously, just being down the highway. It's a fun game. And, you know, Hammy was just saying on the ice, these are the games you want to play as the season goes on, the games that mean stuff. And, you know, to take 2 points maybe from Calgary or even four this weekend would, you know, be not only good for us in standings, but, you know, good to take him from his team like that.
All right, thanks to Sprite. Best of luck.
Thanks.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Brandon's Jace Howerlick is the WHL Player of the Week. After being named the Player of the Month for February, Howerlick recorded 16 points in four games, all four Brandon Wheat Kings victories. In fact, Howerlick's week included a career-high five-goal game against the Saskatoon Blades. Later on, he was also crowned the CHL Player of the Week. As well, Kamloops Blazer goaltender Connor Ingram was chosen as the CHL Goaltender of the Week. He was 3-0 with a 1.33 goals against average and a .969 save percentage. Was also named the game's first star in all three games.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL is now into the top 30 players of all time as they continue the countdown of the top 50 players of all time list. Coming in at number 29, Flin Flon Bombers great Reggie Leach. Leach spent three seasons with the club, 1967 to 1970. He was a first-team All-Star all 3 years. In the 1967-68 year, Leach found the back of the net a league-best 87 times, and his 131 points ranked him second overall in scoring, behind only his linemate, Bobby Clark. During his final year in junior hockey, Leach received the Most Valuable Player Award. He led the league with 65 goals and finished with 111 points to earn him Top Scorer Award. The captain of the Bombers then tallied 27 points in the postseason as Flin Flon claimed their second straight league title. At number 28, Ray Allison of the Brandon Wheat Kings from 1975 to 79. Allison would eclipse the 100-point plateau in three of those four seasons. His line would dominate the league. Allison would play second overall in the scoring race in all three of those seasons. In 1978-79, he collected 153 points in 62 regular season games on one of the most dominant teams in league history. He was one of the five Wheat Kings players chosen to be first-team All-Stars that season. Over his regular season career, Allison ranks 8th all-time with 476 points and 9th all-time with 288 assists in 242 games. And at number 27, Prince Albert Raider great Dan Hodgson. From 1982 to 85, Hodgson topped the 50-goal mark and 100-point barrier in each of the three seasons he played for the Raiders from 82 to 85. Hodgson earned the CHL Player of the Year award in his final year of junior hockey, as the Raiders would have the best record in the regular season for the second straight year. The playmaker was the runner-up in league scoring with his 182 points in 64 regular season games. The captain of the Raiders then recorded a league-best 36 points in the 1985 WHL playoffs, leading the Raiders to their only WHL championship in franchise history. And after providing a tournament record 13 helpers, Hodgson hoisted the 1985 Memorial Cup and would cap off a sensational year by winning the Stafford Smythe Memorial Trophy as the MVP of the tournament. And at the end of his WHL career, Hodgson had accumulated 493 points in just 204 regular season games. Hey, and that's the show. Want to say a special thanks to Corey Graham at Edmonton for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.